You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Talks to upgrade New Zealand's free trade agreement with China will begin next year. Both countries are aiming to reach the $30 billion mark in trade by 2030, and Prime Minister John Key says an upgrade was needed to achieve this. To find out more about what this involves, reporter Alice Canton spoke to University of Auckland lecturer Robert Scully.
With the New Zealand-China Free Trade Agreement and the government, this is in light of the government announcing that they'll be looking at resuming some talks at the start of next year. So I was just wondering whether you could tell me, first of all, how does this free trade agreement affect us in New Zealand?
Oh, well, it has quite a lot of provisions that affect New Zealand, but I guess the main one the government would be concerned about is the provisions for market access to the Chinese market, because while we do have in some ways very good access, for example, for our dairy products, the access for some of those products are quantity restricted. In other words, the exports from New Zealand into China duty-free up to a certain quantity, but after that quantity has been filled each year, then the normal duty kicks in, and I think that is what they would like to see improved.
I see. So with that upgrade, will that affect other and outside of those primary industries? Will it affect other parts of our potential trade partnership?
It's mainly the dairy products, which have this particular feature in them that the access is quantity restricted. But any of our exports that are quantity restricted in that way would presumably be targets for the upgrade.
I see. And do you see any other industries benefiting potentially from a renegotiation of this agreement?
Well, I'm not really privy to the details of what's being requested, but I would expect that there could be some improvements around rules of origin. These are the certification of exports to China. I mean, basically, to qualify for entry under the free trade agreement, goods have to be certified as meeting the particular rules that apply. And there certainly could be some streamlining of those rules if the Chinese would be prepared to agree to that.
I see. And from your perspective, are there any concerns perhaps for such an agreement shifting or moving from where it currently stands?
Well, I don't imagine that the government would be very interested in any change that would actually disadvantage New Zealand, so I would assume that anything that they would be trying to negotiate would be basically favourable for New Zealand. Yeah, that's a question of how far the Chinese would be prepared to agree to that.
I see. And of course, we want the sort of agreement to be mutually beneficial to both parties. So do you see China potentially moving from their position that they currently stand in?
Well, the area where New Zealand, I think, is particularly focused on dairy products, that is the kind of territory of the agriculture ministry in China. And they are known to be not particularly forthcoming on that issue. So it's a question of whether a constituency can be built within China, for example, within the trade ministry, that can persuade the government as a whole to move in the direction that New Zealand wants it to move. But it won't be easy.
I see. And what do you think additional things would aid negotiations like this taking place, aside from sort of your black and white dealing with China? What would you suggest might be additional things that might aid in securing better relationships between China?
Well, I think the relationship is actually pretty good. Everything we hear back from China is that New Zealand is well regarded in China by the Chinese government, but the Chinese government is not a monolith. It is made up of many different parts, and there are parts of the Chinese government that will not be particularly keen to see access for some agricultural exports from New Zealand to be increased.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.